Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It is that time of the week where we shift the spotlight to China. Now, China has announced the country's consumer spending numbers for the month of April. And interestingly, it missed expectations. Retail sales only rose 17.7%. The expectation was 24.9% growth. So what factors are involved here that's led to, you know, slower than expected consumer spending in April? Are they spending less? Perhaps waiting for discounts or sales period? We'll find out in a bit. It also looks like China is seeing a steady increase of COVID-19 cases in the last couple of days. Have we seen the Chinese authorities reacting, and what can we expect from them soon? And lastly, China has touched down on Mars. The first Mars rover, Zhuron, became the country's first spacecraft landing on Mars over the weekend. What does this achievement signify for China? Let's find out more from Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief at the Straits Times. Don, good morning. Thanks for taking the time. So we start off with the country's consumer spending yesterday announcing that it grew at a slower than expected pace in April. The National Bureau of Statistics reports retail sales rising 17.7% last month from a year ago. That missed expectations of 24.9% growth, which was, you know, what analysts polled by Reuters put out. Now, what factors do you think led to this slower than expected pace for consumer spending in April? And does it mean that China has to lower its expectations for the next projection, perhaps?
Hi, good morning. Yes, it looks like consumers are still holding back despite China's recovery from the COVID outbreak. Analysts have pointed to lingering pressure in the labor market as the Chinese Central Bank's latest consumer confidence survey showed there were sharp drops in the confidence indices for employment and income. China's recovery is still unbalanced, and income, employment, and the private sector all have yet to return to pre-pandemic levels. But it could also be that consumers were holding out for a slew of discounts during the Golden Week in May, which was the Labor Day week-long holiday, so we could see a slight improvement in the May data next month. But unless the private sector, especially the SMEs that employ 85% of the labor force, is able to recover fully, consumption spending could be quite tame in the near future.
All right. We're on the line, of course, with Tan Don Wei, China Bureau Chief at the Straits Times. Thanks a lot for that. Let's now talk about the health situation in China. The country has reported 25 new COVID-19 cases, as of Sunday, at least. That's up from 18 cases a day earlier. So that's the highest daily increase in more than 6 weeks. So, Don, I mean, what have we seen where China's authorities are concerned? How are they reacting to this increase in the number of cases? Are we seeing panic? Is it time to panic? Can we expect perhaps rules to be tightened once again to curb this increase of case numbers? What are you seeing there?
So 5 of the new cases were local infections, and they were found in the northeastern province of Liaoning and the eastern province of Anhui. The rest of the cases were imported. China hasn't had local infections since late April, so there is worry that the virus has returned. So far, as many as 29 people in Anhui and Liaoning have been confirmed to be infected. And this latest flare-up has been the most serious since more than 100 people were infected in Yunnan in early April. The authorities in these two provinces have ramped up testing and contact tracing and also locked down the districts where the local cases were traced to. But this latest outbreak has also triggered a sudden demand for vaccines in the country as people in these two provinces rushed to get inoculated. Up until now, the government has not been able to hit its vaccination targets, as many Chinese don't see an urgency in getting their jabs since COVID control in the country has been so successful. China's target is to inoculate 40% of the population by June, but it's only hit 23% so far. And in Anhui and Liaoning, the numbers were way below the national average. Anhui's inoculation rate is only 7.3%, while Liaoning is only 8.4%.
Okay. Well, let's try and shift the focus a little bit and talk about China's first Mars rover, the Zhurong. Touchdown on the Red Planet, becoming the country's first spacecraft landing on Mars. I believe this happened over the weekend. Where celebratory breakthroughs are concerned, the rover will carry out more tasks and even encounter unknown situations in the next, 3 months or so. So what's China going to gain from this landing? I mean, what kind of research is China looking at doing with this Mars expedition?
Yes, it is a major achievement for China, as no other country besides the United States have successfully landed a working spacecraft on Mars. Zhurong will spend more than 3 months on the planet. It will take pictures, investigate the environment and weather, and do geological studies. All this could help shed light on the evolution of the planet, such as how it lost its magnetic field and water to become this dry and barren place now. It is a win for China's status in the world as a leader in science and technology, and it reinforces its image as the next superpower. And of course, it helps boost nationalism and pride within China, given that it's only the second country to successfully do this.
Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Donwei speaking with us.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.